And joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan at Radio Row, it is the one and only Draymond Green of Meshuggah State. And I'm going to ask him as he picks up his microphone on the floor, which I dropped. He did not, because I know he has good hands. Do you know what Meshuggah State is?
State, no.
All right. How about if I just said Michigan State?
Michigan State, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to see you. Why Michigan State? You know, everybody says, you know, when you, were you from the area, and was it always Michigan State? Or I know you were heavily recruited. Why was Michigan State? Was it Tom Izzo? What happened?
At first, I committed to Kentucky in my junior year of high school, and then Coach Tubby Smith left. And, you know, however, Michigan State was always where I wanted to go. And, you know, coming out of high school, there were a lot of questions about me. Would I be able to play at the high level, you know, with my size and different things? And actually coming out of high school, I was pretty heavy as well. So, you know, there were all the questions. And, you know, Michigan State recruited me, being the best player in the state. But it wasn't really as hard. And, you know, up until that point in my career, I really didn't have a scholarship offer. And I took a visit down to Kentucky. And it was just like so much love, you know, great campus, great facilities. Coach Tubby Smith, great, great program. And so I just like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll just go to Kentucky. And, you know, I always say everything happened for a reason. Coach Tubby Smith ended up leaving Kentucky. And, you know, the first person I got a call from the next morning when I reopened my commitment was Coach Izzo. And he told me, he said, just let me know where we went wrong. And I'm like, well, Coach, you never offered me a scholarship. And he was like, well, I'm letting you know right now you have a scholarship offer. And so he offered me the scholarship, and I say probably – maybe a month later, I accepted the scholarship. And, you know, it's just a great place. You know, one thing I love about Michigan State that really made me want to go there is two things. You know, one thing was the winning tradition and history. And the other thing was the family tradition. You know, everything at Michigan State is all about family. And, you know, I think that's the great thing about it. You know, you have all the guys coming back every single week on the week, month on the month. And you have all your guys coming back, and you don't get that at every program. So I really love the family tradition about Michigan State.
Well, I think everybody's loved watching you play. And, you know, Tom Izzo is one of the most amazing coaches. What is it about Tom Izzo that we don't see?
I think, you know, everyone don't see the off-court side of Coach Izzo. You know, everyone always see the rah-rah guy going crazy on everybody on the sideline. But, you know, I think what people really don't understand is Coach Izzo has a very, very soft side off the court. And, you know, he's just –
he seems to be kind of – get emotional.
He is. He's very emotional. He's a great guy. And, you know, one thing about that – I know for a fact all players don't get in this program – well, not in the program, but in the country is – a coach who actually care about you. You know, Coach Izzo cares about you way, but it's far beyond basketball. He can care less about a basketball relationship because he said this will last us 4 years and then, you know, you still have 60 more years left to live. So I can really care less about a basketball relationship. Coach Izzo is more worried about the relationship off the court, you know, the relationship after you leave Michigan State, you know, preparing you to become a man. And, you know, I think that's the side that no one really gets to see is how he really, you know, he really cares about us. And, you know, and behind closed doors, it's just, you know, it's this guy who, you know, he's not yelling about everything. You know, he's not chewing you out about everything. It's just all love.
Speaking with Draymond Green of Michigan State here in 105.3 The Fan of Radio Row, Final Four. Help me understand something. Recruited, you're in college, you're maybe at that next step, which is what everybody dreams about. But there's a lot of people that don't get where guys are all of a sudden say, I'm going to go out as a freshman and I'm going to leave school early. What should it be?
You know, I think leaving early, you know, some guys are, you know, they have the potential or the talent to do it. But, you know, I don't think they really get the experience, the full college experience, you know. Especially coming in, you know, for, I always say Anthony Davis, you know, coming in, he was tagged as the number one pick coming out of high school.
I mean, bingo.
So that's all he heard all year. And, you know, if you're hearing that all year, it's impossible. And it's no disrespect to Anthony Davis or not downplaying what he does, because he's a great guy, you know, just a great kid. But all he hears is NBA. And it's impossible to not think about it, because that's all you hear all day, every day. So, you know, I don't really think that the guys who are one and done and, you know, just leave so quickly, I don't really think they get the experience, the whole college experience, because everybody else, it's not even them in particular, everybody else is so focused on what they're going to do on the next level.
Well, you're not here just for the Final Four. You're not here just for your health. You're here because the Naismith Trophy presented by AT&T. You're in the Final Four, my man, and it's basically a big award here. You, Anthony Davis, Doug McDermott, and Thomas Robinson for the name is basically top player in the country. How could somebody get you? They can vote and text it. Is that correct?
Yes, they can vote to 347-6363.
Wait, it's like American Idol.
Just text vote, and then you'll get the instructions back. And, you know, it'll be great if you vote for Draymond Green. But, you know, it's good luck to all the guys. I think, you know, you can't go wrong with either guy on that list. You know, everybody on that list has had a tremendous year and all deserving. But, of course, there can only be one winner.
So now that you guys, unfortunately, are on the outside looking in, you can't root for Ohio State, right?
I definitely am rooting for Ohio State.
Really? You know, okay, see, that's what's so weird, because I'm a UT guy. You got to see the shirt.
Yes.
And it's like, I can't root for Oklahoma. I hate Oklahoma. I can't root for A&M. Well, screw them. They're leaving to the Southeast Conference. So you actually will stick with a school from your conference.
Well, I want Ohio State. I couldn't root for Michigan.
Okay, now we're talking the honest truth.
I couldn't root for Michigan, but I definitely want to see Ohio State take the championship home.
All right, tell me just a smidge about Sullinger. I know you guys banged a little bit, you know, this year. Pretty tough guy himself.
Very tough. You know, Sully's a tough cover. You have to change your whole defensive philosophy when you're playing Ohio State to try to contain him. And, you know, it's almost like saying you got to have somebody else beat us because we're not going to let him beat us. And, you know, Sully draws double and triple teams all year. But, you know, he's a great player. But even more so than a great player, he's a phenomenal guy. You know, just talking to him all the time and – you know, he's just a great guy and, you know, just a good guy for the game of basketball.
Now, I know you're not knowing when you're going to come out and go into the pros, and we'll see what that happens. I'm pretty tight with Mark Cuban. We could use you on the Dallas Mavericks. Is that okay?
Oh, I would love it.
Right? You've heard about the locker rooms and very plush and all the nice robes.
Yes.
And the American Airlines Center is pretty cool.
Yes.
And he's got the private jet, right?
Yes.
And you can hang with Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to be a Dallas Maverick?
I would love to be a Dallas Maverick.
Wouldn't that be cool? All right. You know what? Maverick. I'll hook you up. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Draymond Green, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for coming by. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
all right.
for having me.
You betcha. That's Draymond Green, Michigan State. Good luck in the Naismith Trophy presented by AT&T. We'll see if he gets it. It's him. It's Anthony Davis, Doug McDermott, and Thomas Robinson. Draymond Green of Michigan State.